Well, Tommy.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking to people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on confidential basis. Okay, before we begin, could I please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay, I'm speaking with Hobby Collins.
Collins, yeah, Hobby Collins, yeah.
Okay, Hobby, okay. All right, sir, and... okay. All right, sir, and before we begin, you said you're in a safe place, right? You're not driving or anything.
Yes,
like that.
I,
okay, then,
yes, I am.
You're driving?
No, I am not driving. I'm in a safe
okay.
place. I'm ready to go. Go ahead.
Okay, then which county in California do you currently live?
Is that a trick question?
No, because we're doing, you know, this service by county.
Okay, well, my place of residence is in Tulare, California, 93274.
What is it, Toledo?
Tulare, T-U-L-A-R-E.
Yeah, Tulare, got it, found it, yes, got it. Okay, all right, sir, and could you please tell me your zip code, if you could?
93274.
73274. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, now just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. What year were you born?
A long time ago.
Okay. See if I make him through.
Over
right,
65,
sir,
I'll put it that way.
1965? Cool.
I said over 65 years old. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, they want me to put a year, sir. Oh, well, let me go through
what?
The next question.
Oh, well, then put to 1900.
Okay, let me see if we make it go through. Right, sure, it will go through. Okay, all right. Okay, and then just to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No, I'm a white boy.
So no, right? Okay. All right, sure, now just for statistical purpose, what is your race? You said white, right? Or Caucasian?
Yes. Caucasian.
All right, sure, and what is the last grade that you had completed in school?
I'm going to say high school.
Okay, high school graduate, high school graduate, okay?
Yes, yes.
And,
yes.
Okay, moving on, if the election for United States Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Definitely Republican candidate.
Okay. And now I'm going to reach
out. Add the definitely. Go ahead.
Definitely, yes, sir. That's what I put. Okay, now I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you haven't heard of, or you know, just tell me, and I'll go to the next one. The first one will be David Baladao.
Don't know.
Okay, Rudy Salas.
Don't know.
Joe Biden.
No way.
Would that be favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Oh, guaranteed, yes, favorable.
And Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and I'm going to read you a list of issues and, you know, ask whether you consider any one or two, you know, issues so important that you would vote, you know, against that candidate solely based on that issue, you know, regardless of the, you know, of the candidate's stand on most of their issues. Okay, the first one says protecting democracy, inflation and the cost of living, taxes, Social Security, Medicare, the cost of mortgage or rent, abortion, health care, border security, or none of this?
Was that all that lumped in one package, or can I select what I'm good at?
You can select up to two responses to be the most important to you.
Social Security, number one.
Okay.
Taxes, number two.
Taxes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir, and now thinking ahead of, you know, to the election in this November, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested are you in November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices?
10.
10, okay, very interesting. All right, sir, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Between Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Trump.
Okay, Trump. All right, sir, if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Republican, and Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Trump,
okay. If the election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Between Steve Garvey, Republican, and Adam Schiff, Democrat?
I don't think I'd place a vote on that.
Okay, so be, okay.
I have my reservations about Garvey, but go ahead.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadao, Republican, and Rudy Salas, Democrat?
Definitely Republican.
Okay, definitely Republican. All right, sir, and other than being the Republican nominee, you know, for Congress, could you please tell me the reasons you would vote for David Valadao instead of one of the other candidates?
I want this nation to be ran by conservative Republicans.
Okay.
That's what I want.
You want this country, right?
I want our country back. I'm tired of it giving it to the LGBTQs. We are all for one, no special for anyone, right? So I'm tired of working all my life, giving up all my money for someone to come get it for free, right? So you want the American dream? Work on it, same as I did.
Okay, so you want this country to be run by conservative president, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right.
And I want Biden to go to jail.
All right, sir. Next, I'm going to read you some information that you might, you know, hear about David Valadao. You know, after I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for David Valadao, or if it makes no difference in your vote. Okay, here's the first one. David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has, you know, supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family child care and schools, and supports for military members buying a home. Would that make you much more, someone more likely or less likely or no difference?
Less likely.
Less likely. Okay, David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keeping families safe in California Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million, you know, in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines, and to improve water quality and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. Would that make you much more, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no different?
Somewhat.
Okay, David Valadao is recognized, you know, as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done, you know, for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans. Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for him.
Your first response, more likely.
Much more likely, okay. Yes. All right, sir. David Valadao is a champion of the American dream, home ownership. Housing prices, have skyrocketed, and interest rates have soared. Valadao went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream a home ownership, a really by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Much more, somewhat more, less likely, or no difference?
Much more.
Much more. Okay, thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and drought every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. Would that make you much more, somewhat more, less likely, or no difference?
More.
Okay. American family budgets are being, crushed by staggering inflation and will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basic, like groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadao is fighting to reduce, the wasteful spending in Washington that help create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadao is working to hold government accountable and make sure, hardworking families can keep more of that they earn. Would that be much more, somewhat more, less likely,
much
or
more.
No different? Much more.
Much more.
All right, sir. And the last one says, as a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California Central Valley. That is why David Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access to rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Would that make you much more, somewhat more, less likely, or no different?
I would say less likely, only because no one ever helped me, right? No one helped me,
Now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao?
I'll say favorable.
Favorable.
As long as he does exactly what you say, right? Gets together with them people, and I don't mind him working hand in hand with the Democrat to come up with a solution, but so far, the solutions are not there, right?
Okay. All right, sir. If the election for U.S. Congress were held, being held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadao and the Republican and Rudy Salas, the Democrat?
The same question again, huh?
Just to make sure, that you didn't change your mind after you heard, all the things. Now, would that be definitely Valadao?
Valadao. Definitely Valadao.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And which one of the following issues, if any, would make you the most likely to vote for David Valadao? Would it be David Valadao efforts to improve water storage facilities to combat drought, reduce inflation, work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, secure funding for agricultural research or rural broadband and affordable housing, fix the state roads, like water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, or none of this?
Tough gig there. I would say working with others to come up with a positive solution.
Okay. All right. Work with
meaning
both
Democrats
or
even independents, right? As long.
Okay.
Hey,
yes, sir.
One has better.
Okay, which would you say would make you the second most likely to vote for David Valadao? would be improving water storage facilities to combat drought, reduce inflation, secure funding for agriculture research, rural broadband, and affordable housing, fix, you know, state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, help first buy, you know, first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, or none of this?
Let's go with inflation.
Okay, so to reduce inflation. I was starting thinking about something else, okay? From which one or two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you just not follow news about politics that closely?
I read the literature that's sent to the House about the candidates.
Okay, well, would that be cable news, newspapers, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, national network like, you know, news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, Google, X formerly known as Twitter, digital websites? None of the above. Okay, none of the above. All right, that works. All right, sir, and which of the following best describes the way, you know, you view television programming? Only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services? Or only satellite, only cable? Use both cable or satellite and online streaming? Or only watch a broadcast like TV, ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar?
I only watch on cable, and I only watch the movie channels. I don't even watch news.
So just cable, right? Only use cable.
Yep, cable. That's
okay.
It.
All right. All right, sir. I really thank you for your time and your participation on this survey. I only have a few more questions for a statistical purpose, and we're done with the survey, okay? Own your home or rent? Or maybe
two
live
homes.
With parents?
I own two homes. Nope,
okay,
I own two homes.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, moderate, liberal, or almost each?
Conservative.
Would that be very conservative or just somewhat?
I'd say very conservative, yeah.
Very conservative. And regardless of how you feel now, okay, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Would that be Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump, although I don't think
Donald
my count voted.
Okay.
All right.
All right, sir, and how would you how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
I would say upper middle class.
Upper middle class, all right. And do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
What was the last one?
Ranching. Yes.
If I say my grandfather, farming, yes.
Anyone that lives in the house, sir? In your house?
In my house.
Yes.
Other than the garden in the back, no.
Okay. All right, sir, with this this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
You too. All right,
bye-bye.